Mike, Los Angeles, you're next. Hi, Mike.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hi, Leo.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, I have a laptop that's issued by my company.
Uh-huh.
And can they, if I use my laptop, say, at Starbucks or a public Wi-Fi or even at home, can they know what websites I go to or go on, I should say?
It depends if they put software on there to monitor you or not. The problem is you may not know. Now, I'm sure that your company at some point gave you a piece of paper, or more likely multiple pieces of paper, with their acceptable internet usage policy on it, and you signed it.
Correct.
And at some point on there, it probably said something like, the company reserves the right to monitor any usage of this equipment.
Okay.
If it didn't, it doesn't have to. The beauty of this for them, it doesn't have to, because weirdly enough, despite the fact that courts have upheld privacy regulations with regard to things like physical mail and phone calls, if you are, for instance, at work on the phone, the boss can listen in until it is obvious that it's a personal call, and then he must hang up.
Okay.
However, courts have consistently upheld the right of employers to do anything they want when you're on the company dime, when you're using company equipment and or on the company's internet. So even if you're not on the company's, certainly they can, when you're at work, they can do anything they want. But even when you're not, if that's a company laptop, they have the right to put software on there that monitors what you do and report back. I don't know if they did. And you could ask. They're not obliged to tell you, although it's, in my opinion, when you have and you should have an acceptable use policy and the employee should sign it, it should also be clearly stated within there what we are doing. Are we monitoring your use? It should say that. But it doesn't have to.
Yeah, and I'll go back and read it. Yes, I did.
I would.
Acceptable use. But otherwise, they're under no obligation, if I understand you. Under no obligation. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And then the same thing, if I use my email, say I'm at work and I go on Yahoo, use my Yahoo email, will they Siri would know that I'm emailing out?
That's an excellent question. Because here you are on the company premises using, even if you used your computer with their internet and it was your personal email, the courts have said they can monitor that. They can read it.
Oh, wow. Even with my computer off.
Even with your computer if you're on company premises. Now, if you're using your computer at an open Wi-Fi access spot somewhere else, they can't monitor that legally.
Okay.
And it's weird because they can't monitor landlines either if it's personal. But they are allowed to do that with digital technology. And that seems to be inconsistent, but that's just the way the laws shake out.
Okay. So they can monitor, sounds like, whether yours or theirs.
Yeah.
As long as they're on their work, then they can do it anyway.
If any of this is on company-owned something, whether it's the internet or the computer, there is no expectation of privacy. And while I think that that's wrong, the courts have upheld that time and time again because there have been lawsuits. And every time, every level of court has said, nope, that's legal.
Wow.
I know.
Okay. Well, my question, I thank you. And, of course, I wait eagerly for the next iPhone. And that's about it.
Great. Good to talk to you. Thanks for calling. I think that what's interesting is you have more expectation of privacy using physical mail than you do email. But shouldn't those be the same? But because it's digital, I'll give you an interesting example. The courts have held that email loses its privacy protections completely after, 3 months or 6 months, after a period of time. That at that point, all expectation of privacy is gone. Regardless. And I think that's crazy, but it's because it's digital and legislators and lawmakers did not and still do not in many cases fully understand digital technology, and the laws just don't make any sense. Is it 18 months? Okay, but there's some period of time with, you know, goes by, then the email is just public domain. And that's been used in cases like NSA spying and law enforcement spying to justify a wholesale grab of your email without warrant. They don't need a warrant because it somehow is no longer your private property after a period of time. That's crazy. It's considered abandoned. It's like you left your email under an overpass somewhere. It's crazy.